Devoid of my own financial skills, yet realizing that something needed to be done, I placed additional burdens at the feet of my already overburdened husband. Weren't the finances his chore? If mistakes were made, wasn't this his fault? If I overspent, wasn't he supposed to teach me how not to overspend? After the spectacular failure of this line of thinking, I realized that I had come dangerously close to being a complete sucker when it came to money management. Someone with the time and the passion, namely me, had to take control of our finances. For instance, we had turned over the responsibility of making decisions regarding stocks to a financial planner. He turned out to be a commission-receiving broker who peddled the same 10 tech-heavy securities to all his clients. Despite asking many of the right questions during the initial interview, I didn't fully understand or investigate his answers because I did not want to appear unintelligent or underconfident, especially since my husband, who reluctantly but dutifully gave in to my wishes to hire this planner, was present. I did, however, inform the broker that I would be following his picks and that I would gradually take on more of the decision-making process as my financial education progressed. When I began tracking several test stocks on a daily basis, reading the prospectus of each one, as well as tracking them in business papers and journals, I became alarmed. One stock was Lucent, another was Nortel, then there was Corning. Even to my inexperienced eyes, the idea of holding rapidly declining stocks in the face of what seemed to be an increasingly likely economic meltdown seemed downright reckless. I began to ask my broker and his associates many questions. I also began to break the don't talk about money taboo by sharing my thoughts and ideas with a couple of highly successful business persons, a technique that I now frequently use. I say to them, "Here are my thoughts and my analysis. Is this how you see it?" When the broker returned fewer and fewer of my calls, I took action. Thanks to the education I was gaining from Rich Dad, I realized that the notion of independent thinking was more than just okay. It was a necessity. I researched financial planners for the correct credentials, interviewed them, and checked up on my choices on government websites. I decided what the financial allocations would be prior to the first meeting with the new financial advisor. I did it for two reasons. One, I wanted to establish that I was an independent thinker capable of making rational decisions. Two, I was afraid he would try to talk us out of those decisions. We switched our entire portfolio to a new and nationally recognized planner who earned the highest credentials in the financial planning field. Though we eventually suffered, like so many others, a loss, approximately 25% of our portfolio, we were spared a major disaster because we sold virtually all of the former stock fund picks. But something even more far-reaching happened. To overcome my fear of making a mistake, given my vast lack of knowledge where the stock market was concerned, I researched and selected two test stocks that made sense to me, and I tracked them. Then I bought a number of shares to up the ante of my commitment level. One is doing quite well, and the other has all the earmarks of a well-run, financially sound stock, although its price has dropped. This terrific experience taught me the value of being informed. Control meant deciding what the financial planner would handle and what I would deal with myself. At home, another profound change was taking place. On more than one occasion, I had run up bad credit card debt due to uncontrolled spending. We were extremely fortunate in that our income has allowed us to get out of that debt on more than one occasion. However, I began to see that each dollar wasted on paying for bad debt was a lost opportunity for that money to grow. Finally facing my problem without flinching, I set realistic financial goals, confronted the many changes within our household that would need to take place in order to succeed in this endeavor, and knuckled down to learn more about money management and accounting. I plan to never fall into that overspending syndrome again. Inspired by Rich Dad, I created my own little balance sheets that included income and expenses. These monthly sheets not only showed me what a mess I had made of things, they also helped me to focus efforts on optimizing the numbers. It was almost like a game. Would we come out ahead this month? I won't soon forget the day when assets dwarfed liabilities, thanks to a small windfall and our decision to use it wisely. We saw the asset column grow while the liability column shrunk considerably. At last, I could track our money. I was ready to invest in real estate.